All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, you know that you can, through certain companies, customize a lentil of Skittle to have a name on it for like a wedding or what have you.
Yeah, we did something similar to this with M&M's recently.
Yeah, like a Caden and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we all know about Skittlebrow.
We do know exactly about Skittlebrow, which is a beer with a bunch of Skittles in it.
I told you about the time I made Skittlebrow, right?
I think making Skittlebrow is a rite of passage because I have also made Skittlebrow.
Mm-hmm. It just bubbles over.
Yeah.
You make a mess brow.
Yeah. I ruined a whole 40 with it.
Yeah. Same. It was a 40 because that's the age in which you fuck around with Skittlebrows.
That's what you do. God, yeah. if you have a similar story to that, please let us know, because that is a weird bit of conversion evolution.
It's like woods porn. So I've combined those two things. I've taken a bunch of games, customized them onto lentils of Skittle, put the Skittle into Skittlebrow, which I'm then going to shake up and spray all over your titties.
Okay.
In this wet t-shirt contest, and we'll see which one sticks.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? Well, so let me Skittlebrow it up.
Yeah. All right.
Shake it up.
All right.
All right. And.
Oh, yeah. No. Ow. A couple of those are thunking. What's weird is I was expecting it to be cold, but it's actually room temperature.
I did that for you. I warmed it up.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want your nipples to get hard. In the wet cold shirt contest.
And then that's my whole day.
Yeah. I also have a real problem with my nipples being hard. Is this the podcast where we discover things that we didn't know or forgot that we had in common?
I'm going to back away from that. I wasn't being serious. I thought it would be funny just to say, oh, then that's my whole day. As though my nipples being hard would be a problem to deal with.
My nipples are often hard at inappropriate times.
Mm, okay.
I wish that there was like a pill or a shot I could take to flatten them out.
It's probably something like Botox you can do.
There's probably some Botox I could do.
Yeah.
I could also cut them off. I don't need them.
Yeah. I have nothing to say about male nipples. It's weird.
Depending on what I replace them with, it could be a pretty cool look.
Yeah. Beer tests.
Like little skulls, like Mystique. Those would get hard though. So I don't know.
Damn it.
Something in a gummy saver. Anywho, pick through those Skittles. They're stuck on your titties.
Okay. Let me grab this one. All right. I see it says Major League Eating the Game.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Hey, Gary, we were supposed to record about this a while ago, and I'm glad that I didn't say this to you. But you know, before we didn't do it again, I went back and played a little bit more of this. Mm-hmm. This might actually be good.
It's not so bad.
not like a hidden gem or anything, but there is definitely a point in my life, a very Skittlebrow point in my life, where this would have taken up more than a few weeknight or weekend evenings in my drunk ass college house. Yeah.
Good drunk ass party house.
Yeah.
Game, absolutely. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to After Suffering, where you have no idea how it feels to be a fembot living in a man-pewter's world.
Ooh.
I like man-pewter.
Man-pewter. That's a Futurama reference.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's when they crash landed on the planet of the Amazons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that episode, but I don't like Futurama that much.
Yeah.
I think it's merely okay. Like, it's full of mids.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's an all-mid show.
It's one of those shows. I agree with you. There was a time when I really enjoyed it more. I think I just overdid it watching it. I don't know that I've got it fell out of the rotation, particularly because of the mids.
I cannot imagine a world in which I have a Futurama watch in me. Like, I'm enjoying my King of the Hill watch. I have a Bob's Burger watch at some point in the future. I think I might do a Futurama watch before I did an American Dad watch. I'm not as hot on that show as you and Will are.
Right.
But
right.
I it's like Edge's Family Guy, but I don't think it's very good. Yeah. I just don't think it's that funny. And I don't like the characters that much. I don't know.
Yeah. It fell once I started seeing that they were mostly commenting on the present in a very like transparent way. Mm-hmm. Which is what science fiction does. I understand that, but like the absolute nadir, like the thing that really pulled the curtain back on that was the when they came back on Comedy Central and had the iPhone, you know.
Yeah
I don't know.
Yeah, it feels a little lazy.
Yeah,
kind of a weak TV show. Unlike Major League Eating the Game, which is not a TV show and does not comment on things.
No, it's more of a it's like a so this is a gimmick game. It is this is a Gary pick also yes. Doing the tried and true you just do a search for games choose about food. Yeah. Yep.
I love games about food.
Yeah.
I love food. It's so universal.
Yeah, it is. If we can't make an episode out of this, then we gotta stop trying.
Gotta hang up.
Yeah, this is it's a WiiWare game. This is the first WiiWare title we've done on the show as well, I believe.
WiiWare.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that fucking era. Yeah. And I was pleasantly surprised to find that you defined ISOs for these just like Wii games. It's not hard to emulate a WiiWare game, which is cool because I'm sure there's something in there that's good.
That Castlevania Game Boy remake.
Oh, yeah. Reveal?
Yeah, that is, there's good shit in there. It's just, you know, around a bunch Lost of stuff wins. Like this. Yeah. Yeah. Which is all, I mean, like this is very much just a, you know, the classic Wii game of like, okay, you can kind of do anything and keep you with a huge asterisk next to it with the motion controls, anything. So why don't we take this thing that people seem to enjoy, which is the competitive eating, and make a game that is about that.
Yes. And as a game, it's all like fairly simple.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a versus game about competitive eating where you have different motions that emulate different eating moves. Mm-hmm. And then you build up powerful farts and burps mm-hmm. in order to assault your opponent and give them nausea.
Yeah.
You know, you've had too many hot dogs and now you are ready to unleash a fart that will devastate your opponent and stop them from eating hot dogs.
And they are consequently trying to do this with you as well. And this could be a two player game, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, because both contestants have the same abilities. You are also trying to manage your nausea. And if you have to stop eating in order to do the little belly shake to reduce the stomach goop meter, then you're not making progress.
Yes. The way that the way that Major League Eating is a highly mechanical and like physical prop like sport.
It
like,
is.
It's you stand up and you shake your body, and this takes food goop that you barely chewed up and puts it into parts of your stomach that had previously not been used.
It settles to free up down.
Surface room. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's very gross.
It's so nasty.
Yeah. And you're thinking, okay, like, what do you mean by eating moves? Because that is a phrase that you said, Gary. Yeah. You do eating moves.
There are eating moves. There are eating maneuvers that you have been eating. If you're listening to this, you've been eating your whole life. You know shit. There are whole expert techniques and frame jabs and fucking reverse cancels and stuff that you have never done in Food One.
Yeah. So, so you're going up against different competitors, right? I think you start off going against the Black Widow, right? But, there are different kinds of food that have a different move. So like there's typewriter moves, where you're eating an ear of corn, right? So you've got to, you know, move the controller left and right in front of you. There's like poppin' moves where you're eating meatballs and you've got to do like a little flick to pop a new one up into your mouth. And, you know, regardless of how you get the food into your mouth, you're also needing to time your chewing against the little icons that are going. And if you chew when the teeth are over an empty space, then you bite your tongue, and that gives you a little delay as you make an ouchy face. And, you know, and hold. So like, this is a little bit like tapping your, rubbing your stomach and tapping your head at the same time.
I was just about to say that. Like, it's a very engaging version of like, you know, rubbing your head and chewing bubble gum at the same time or whatever.
Yeah.
Managing all these different plates to spin, all of which require a different little move to rotate the plate.
And the only thing that like made this fall down is just the Wii remote is not good. Like it just doing the move to make the, you know, to make the next piece of food go into my body was not reliable. And attempting to make that happen distracted me from other, you know, from the other stuff I was supposed to be keeping track of.
Right. But imagine it in VR. Like those physical grip motions and stuff you do during Resident Evil 4. VR, that would be really cool. It would feel like you were eating a corn. Can you imagine?
I can feel the picture, if you will, corn.
Yeah. I'd like you to close your eyes.
Yeah. With me.
It's surprisingly pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know?
It's super gross. Like there's a real potty humor kind of angle to this. But I don't know, a big game in the house where I lived when I was in college, you know, in addition to Mario Kart and Rock Band and stuff, was we really enjoyed the WarioWare Smooth Moves, you know?
Yes.
Just we would hand that back and forth and see how many successful games we could play as we got drunker and drunker and drunker. If I had this, if I would have known that this would be like an $8 way for us to fucking embarrass ourselves, this would have made the rotation.
Yeah. It's very similar in terms of like execution as like a bite-sized smooth move.
Yeah.
The thing. It also is a window into this world. Like that is our fandom of this is like, oh, this is kind of mechanically interesting and it appeals to our puerile, you know, fertdar, but there are people who are legitimately fans of this as a sport who probably got this because they wanted to see all their favorites.
They want to be able to play as Conti. Yeah. They want to play as Sonia Thomas. They want to play as Joey Chestnuts. Yeah.
You know, fascinating.
Yeah. If you want to go for a fun ride, just do any amount of research on the IFOCE. The International Federation of Competitive Eating. It is hilariously corrupt. It is a tradition that was just made up by a carnival huckster who made a deal with Nathan's Hot Dogs. And the actual story of what happened with Kobayashi and the way that they treated him is one of the most upsetting things that you like. It is a professional sport insofar as they just straight up exploited somebody from another country.
It is in that tradition. It also allows you to like the stuff around this, like I find this I recently watched the King of the Hill episode competitive eating and like the attitudes around the gurgitators the attitudes around that are just kind of gross, you know, like it just kind of like the moral of that message, like this is disgusting, let's go. You know, whereas there are people who really like it in the episode is Kid Rock and it sucks. Yes. But the there are people who legitimately take this seriously on both sides of it, but it also means there are like books called things like Horsemen of the Esophagus, the cover of which is just a 9-pack of hot dogs.
Oh my God.
And it's a nonfiction book about doing this called Horsemen of the Esophagus.
Wow.
You find some weird shit. House painter David Corndog O'Karma. David Corndog O'Karma? Irish carnival guy is that, man?
Hey, the nickname on there, I don't know that I'm even gonna say it because it's not Corndog.
I didn't see that. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh no, I thought that was Corndog. Because I thought maybe because he ate lots of corn dogs.
Yeah, that would be the way that you would think. No.
Dang. Yeah. He doesn't eat corn dogs. He eats sweet potato pies.
Yeah. And also like all of the random shit that ends up being categories categories. And you'll hear like, oh yeah, I started out on Brussels sprouts, but then I moved on to Rocky Mountain oysters and I figured it was time for the big show. So I moved up to hot dogs.
Yeah. Hot dogs being the absolute pinnacle of this sport. Uh-huh. Is pretty crazy to me because I like a hot dog. I don't turn my nose up at a hot dog. the way they have to ingest a hot dog, thinking about it makes me want to puke.
No, I mean,
like, the idea of dipping an entire hot dog in water makes me want to die.
It's so disgusting. You have to eat the bun. I'll say this, eating a plain hot dog also not really doing much for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it just, like, the competitive eating does for the act of ingesting food. What, like, real, like, the descriptions you hear about, like, filming porn, which is not just like, okay, two people just go at it and the cameras will catch what they catch, but, like, real, you know, specifically, like, really heavily produced. It's like, okay, it's mechanical. Like, you're just going to go and do this, and we need to get you doing this motion. We're going to edit it together. Like, just
how 10 hours under hot lights.
Yeah. How do you fully mechanize this in a way that saps it of all joy? These basic human things just turns it into an act that does not resemble the base thing at all.
Yeah. That's a really great comparison. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I like a hot dog.
Yeah. You know, which is why I've never tried to eat a bunch of them in front of a crowd for money.
One of the things that I knew could be a digression on this when I picked it, how many hot dogs do you think you could put away, Cole?
I mean, under ideal conditions?
Ideal conditions. And it's how many could you, not how many would you like to. Like, I don't want to hear you say, like, I can eat two hot dogs and feel good. Of course you can.
So there's also a time limit on this, right? Because how many,
not how many hot dogs do you think you'll eat for the rest of your life? they should do more like cross country, maybe, like, eating where, like, you have a year,
not a sprint. It's a marathon. Yeah, like,
just, how many hot dogs we're going to meet back. It's one of those art projects. that takes those songs that take 20 years to finish. Yeah. We're going to check back on your kids. It's boyhood. And we're going to see how many hot dogs you've had in 30 years.
Okay.
Through four Carter administrations.
So this is difficult because, you know, if I am at a cookout and I'm eating and I'm having stuff, like, I'm not just having hot dogs, you know? So if I am having a hot dog meal, I will often have two hot dogs and then some sides and fixins, you know? Like, that is a perfectly fine thing, but no fixins. No fixins, no side dishes.
You're in the Lady of Pain's maze and you have rounded a corner and here is a big pile of hot dogs that may as well be infinite. They're hot, they're well cooked, but they are just hot dogs with nothing on them.
Yeah.
And the Lady of Pain gives you a glance and then one of the weird little daboos come out and they do a rebus that somehow communicates to you that you need to eat as many hot dogs as you can.
So this seems like it seems like it's going to be a lot because I'm a big guy, but also I've got tummy problems.
You've also got the belt of fat.
I do.
Which is
also a myth. That is not true. Yeah.
No.
You know, the king of the hill episode has been debunked. Yeah.
I'd seen reference to that in doing research about this. Like,
there's a very good episode of Behind the Bastards about the IFOCE that goes into a bunch of this, which I recommend people listen to. It is a good episode of that show. So I've got the belt of fat. Whether or not that's in play, I could probably, you know, if I was not gonna be planning to function afterwards, probably do somewhere between 10 and 15.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. I was going to put myself at 10.
Yeah.
So
I would need to express it as a range. Like 10 would, it needs to be that. It needs to be 10 to 15.
We could make this happen. for a duck fest if we wanted to.
But I've got to do stuff. I have to be useful if it's a network what if function.
What if it caps off the evening? What a beautiful way to cap off the weekend to have Will obliterate us both in a hot dog eating contest. or like Dark Horse Jeremy, like that. That dude eats good and can eat.
Yeah, true. Yeah. just like, oh God, just have people pay and fly across the country to just watch us destroy ourselves. Okay, first thing of the day, hot dog eating contest. And then it's just us just like
a nap. It's a long
uncomfortably rolling and writhing on the stage for the next 9 hours. Like, my tummy.
Ultima 3.
So how about this? Is there any, is there any particular food in the past that you have like done a challenge eat of, like gone to like, overindulgent at an all you can eat buffet or something like that?
I've never done an officially one. I've done spice challenge things, but not volume challenge things. And I have eaten too much, before. Now as an adult, I cannot finish a meal. As an adult, if I go to a restaurant, I cannot eat all of the food.
Restaurant portions are fucking wild. I know that that's like
super wild. Yeah. It's just, I very rarely finish food. Like typically for me, and this is not a weird brag because I'm not in good shape or anything. I'm not trying to like, you know, flex about not eating a lot. It's little fat kid growing up thing that even makes me say that, you know, be pretty defensive about it. But the, so like a typical day, like I will wake up, I eat an English muffin with peanut butter or peanut butter toast. And then like yesterday I ordered some Thai food and had half of it for lunch and half of it for dinner. And that, that was me. That typically is what I eat in a day.
Yeah.
You know, one restaurant portion split over two is pretty good. Yeah. So now the answer is like nothing. I get full to the point of like not being able to eat anymore very quickly.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I could eat though, I could do like three trips to a buffet or like this is a sad story. I can't remember if I don't know if I told this before, but one time, my mom, she had a friend who had lived in a ranch outside of town and she, and that this lady were going to go out and drinking or whatever, pick up dudes. And I was left at this woman's house, overnight. And this woman had, did not have a TV or anything. And I did not have a Game Boy at this point. I had nothing. So it was just me in a house.
Okay.
With nothing to do. And it wasn't like late or anything. It wasn't like expected to go to sleep. Like they left at like six or something.
Jesus.
Like it was, it sucked. This woman had horses out back, which scared me a lot because they were just like, I could look at them and watch these sheep move back and forth. This is the night that I played Stratego against myself, which I think I mentioned before. It's really sad because, you know, I knew where the bombs were. there was like literally nothing to, like, I, you know, but one of the things I did during
it's playing catch with yourself. Jesus, dude.
it's fucking bleak, man. I had a bad childhood. But one of the things I did in this, because I was so bored and because I was a little roly poly fat kid, was I ate like a challenge amount of drumsticks out of a basement freezer I found while exploring this jail.
Oh, the prepackaged ice cream treat.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just, this might have been the beginning of like Gary eats when he's bored.
Okay.
Young fat Gary stuff. Because I was like, I literally could not be more bored. There was nothing for me to do other than eat ice cream.
That was a way for you to experience any sensation or incident.
Yeah.
Was...
It's not even joy. It's just, experience incident.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't, I don't remember all the details around this other than it happened. So I don't know if my mom was like, bring a book. And I was like, no, I can't imagine it was though. Cause I was a reader at this time.
Right.
You know, I don't know what circumstances conspired to get here without any support structure whatsoever, but ice cream and solo Stratego was basically it. But that is probably the most gluttonous contest eating thing I've ever done is like a big box. Most of it, I didn't want to finish it because I didn't want to have evidence.
Right.
But most of like a big box of drumsticks.
Okay. Man, that much dairy at one time. That's
now I would have to do that in a grave.
Oh, I was going to say, like, okay, I'm going to call 911. We're going to do this on the ride to the hospital.
You call 911. I'm going to eat a box of drumsticks and you press one when I get to the last one.
Yeah. The only thing that I've really done food, alcohol is a different story, but food, it was a tradition in high school and then extended into college, was all you can eat shrimp at a Red Lobster. And you know, like that was this is gonna be mortifying, but it was like a group of like 12 of us like a whole bunch of us sitting around a big table. I think the most that I put away was 130 shrimp.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of seafood, man.
That is a lot of seafood. I was not the person who did the most. They're not big shrimp, you know, like I wasn't the star of this show, but like we all threw the tails on a big pile in the middle or on a plate in the middle of the table, and they bring out the extra servings on, like, at least back then they brought them out on small little plates, you know, small little saucers. And it got to the point, you know, we wanted to have the towers of the saucers, you know, as physical evidence of our prowess. Stacked up on the table, like they had to, like the manager had to come out and say, "Hey, we're gonna need those back, because other people want to use those plates for their shrimp.
That's incredible.
We need to wash them and get them back in circulation."
That's so grisly. I'm trying to imagine being in the car with that crew on the way home. Oh. There's something about, like, you know, this game being about nasty farts in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's superstitious, but. Like when I think about qualities of fart, like a contest level of shrimp fart
really
gets me. Like that just seafood,
mm-hmm.
a lot of seafood.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 103 little shrimps in your belly that didn't exist. All it would take is not deveining one of them. You know, it's like it's taking your life in your hands, man.
Yep.
A lot of shrimp.
Yep. Did this a few years in a row, and I will still occasionally, Chris and I sometimes, at least mm-hmm. pre-COVID, we would go, but it not for challenge reasons. It was like, oh, they've got different varieties. They've got a fun sriracha coconut shrimp now. Yeah. This will be fun. So you
turn my nose up at a shrimp. Like I would.
Yeah.
I put away 20 shrimp.
Yeah, but no, it's for it was for variety's sake. But yeah, this is like wet and wild senior year of high school and into college kind of stuff.
Yeah. That big pile of tails is a really gross testament.
Yep.
You know, that's a, you know, there's something about foods like, you know, lobster. We talked about this with lobsters, but like also with chicken wings where you're just doing a dissection. You know, I had a buddy who ate shrimp tails. He's like, you don't eat them? I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, they're just little crunchy treats. I'm like, you're fucking insane.
God, no.
That's disgusting.
No.
Like, you just like chew on them like he's Huck Finn and it's a piece of hay.
You just pop them in.
Yeah. It's so like gross.
I've accidentally taken a little bit of tail with too much of a bite. It's awful. It's like biting into a bug because that's
like
what
biting
it is.
A fingernail. Yeah. It's like eating a fingernail. No. Yeah. It's pretty nasty. I don't care for that.
I don't care for that one bit.
Mm-mm.
No.
Looking at foods that they do major league eating for, there's a real dearth of like bizarre foods that I'd really like to see.
Yeah.
Like what about, I understand why they don't do this, but what if they did major league eating for salad and it was done by the yard? Like it was a big silo of salad. You had to eat your way down and you measure it in distance.
Oh, they could do that for
count salads.
I mean, they could do
the kind of can, but.
But I mean, like by weight, maybe possibly.
Yeah.
Huh. No, but just doing it by unit of length as opposed to you know unit makes me think of party subs. Like how many feet of party sub can you eat?
It could be a race. Like you start at one end and you have to get to the other end.
Oh, it's a Lady and the Tramp thing. Yeah.
Yes. You know, with Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi at both ends of the thing, and when they get together, they kiss.
Yeah. You know? Finally settling the beef once and for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With just an absolute party sub kiss.
a thing that is a little bit like, you know, not a bummer, but it explains why some of the foods are a little uninspired or weird is that oftentimes these are associated with like state fairs or regional fairs.
Oh, yeah.
And so like, you're like, oh, here's the ochre eating contest. And it's like, oh yeah, this is just like one town in Nebraska that grows a bunch of ochre. It's the Ochre Festival.
Ochre Council. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, and that's why the hot dog one is so famous is because Nathan's.
Yeah.
Hot dog. And Nathan's hot dogs are good. Like that's a high quality hot dog.
Especially at the Coney Island location itself, because that's the one place where they serve them in the actual casings. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like the kind you buy at the store. So you get that nice snap.
They should make one of these things that's just for casings.
Oh.
And not just hot dog casings, various
casings, tails, miscellaneous.
Yeah, shrimp tails, chicken wing flats that are left over. Just all the it'd be like when Steve Brule was behind the dumpster getting the free seafood.
Not the free seafood, no.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Man. Competitive eating.
I'm at a disadvantage here because my web browser just quit, and I don't want to reopen it because it might ruin everything. So I don't have my tabs.
You can't go to the GameFAQs thing where the message board from VidKing with the title, the post, "How the heck do you eat food?"
Which I just, hi, my name is Hugh Mann. Yes, Hugh Mann. Yeah, that's the ticket. How is food work?
It was made by two people who are monsters for different reasons, but I have tons of affection for the Best of the Weekend Web. Okay. On Something Awful.
Oh yeah.
And did you watch those? You know, animated by a bad guy, written, you know, curated by a bad guy.
Yeah.
But there's the one where the person just goes, "How the fuck do I have sex? I think I deserve an answer." I deserve an answer is such a funny postscript for that.
Yeah. the one message board topic that I can remember is just a shitty easy joke, but it was somebody saying like, "Sorry, Rosie O'Donnell has been ruled out for competitive play." Good one, bud. Nice early 2000s burn on that lady.
Yeah. awful. There's a lot of just weird Jay Leno just dissed people who play this.
Oh yeah, this is I could see this being a game where just as part of an opening monologue, "Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Video games, they're doing everything in video games now." What a nightmare human Jay Leno is.
I do hate him. Yeah. They should make a game about sleeping. So this person. Competitive sleeping is a great idea.
Oh, God.
I'd be awful at it.
Terrible. I would not even be able to do Little League sleeping because I've always been bad at sleeping.
I can't feel like tether sleeping. tea sleeping.
But just like who's the sleepiest little guy? The sleepiest little guy contest?
The who's sweeping the Nemos this year?
Oh my god, can you imagine just like buying technical pajamas, you know?
Performance pajamas.
Yeah, this cools down your core enough to make sure you're in your Z zone.
it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Man, if only it were 20 years ago and we could do an Adult Swim infomercial about it. You know?
Competitive sleeping is very good. But then somebody gets popped for juicing. They've got Dimetapp.
They've got a melatonin like wrist syringe. they're putting into their body.
They're microdosing Fenugreek.
Yep. And then like in Casino, they bring him back and smash his hand with a hammer.
Oh man,
the sleep or the hammer. Which one do you want to use?
Man, competitive sleeping. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, I would like it just to get some tips.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to watch it and learn.
I want to learn the secret of the sleeping stars.
I would learn the secrets of the sleeping Nintendo sages.
Yeah.
I would, man, I would kill to be able to sleep really well. I should really just go to a doctor and do a sleep study.
I was thinking that too. No, it could probably be like knocked out in a couple of days. I was thinking that. Like just I had a miracle this afternoon before we recorded. I was like, I'm gonna take a little nap. I have a headache, and it's like, okay, lay down. I've got 20 minutes, and then over the course of 20 minutes, I fell asleep and woke up and felt refreshed, which is not a thing that ever happens. So
the power nap is what they call that.
Yeah.
It's incredible when it works. I've only done it a couple of times, but you ordinarily 20 minutes is like me. I sleep like people eat in Europe. You know, like I start like 6 hours before the event. Like begin with some light conversation, and then you know, it's a whole thing with many, many movements.
Yeah, to 20 minutes, that's enough time for me to get probably 35, 40 rotations, yeah, turning over from back to stomach, trying to get comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
it's hard. Thanks, me.
Yeah.
For good suggesting this game.
Good catch.
I'm not going to promise. So a little preview. There's a game I want to do that will end up a mini WoF.
Yes.
That I want to do for this. I want to replay it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not done Googling games based on food, but I do have something that's not that in case people are sick of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. This is a nice apotheosis of that arc, I think.
It is.
At least for a time.
I mean, at least it got the story about boredom eating drumsticks in an empty house while you played Stratego against yourself.
I'm sure I've said Stratego alone, but I maybe didn't provide the context for it. So when I'd said that before, it was funny.
And then now,
this time the tragedy of it sunk in because
you
realize it wasn't just like, huh, I'm kind of bored. I could play, you know, Game Boy, but I choose not to.
Yeah.
No, it was an abuse situation. More or less.
Yeah. So, neglect at the very least. Yeah.
No. It's like how we're covering American Movie this month, and the last time I saw that, I didn't know what elder abuse was.
Yeah.
And now I kind of do. And once you do, it doesn't feel so great. It's still good, but it's a little hinky.
It's a little sus. Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. Wish Bill. I never knew about what that was.
Yeah. You know? Oh man, but Mark's the only one who takes care of Bill too, so
it's elder abuse with one hand and elder petting with the other.
Yeah,
like it's, you know, it's both.
Oh man.
Yeah, but thanks everybody, we appreciate you.
Yeah. If you're listening, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, support the network, get extra stuff, 2 bonus episodes of this show per month, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yes. And leave us range reviews on Apple Podcast, Podcast Addict. If you patronize us at a certain level, you can pick a game for us to do. And that was great. I love it when we get those. Bring something to our attention.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. That's probably just about everything.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And until next time. Me, 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 me. I'm practicing my sleeping.
Mm-hmm. There's that third step sometimes when cartoons snore.
Okay.
Where they go like, me, 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 me.
Yeah.
Like when Huey, Dewey, and Louie do it, each of them does one of those things as if you're breathing out, breathing in, and then a third thing that no one knows, that only ducks do, I guess.
Yeah. We lack the necessary organs.